We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Our top local story on WBBM, there's good news on the COVID-19 front here in Illinois. The Department of Public Health is reporting an 8.5% drop in COVID hospitalizations since Friday. The state also hit a new milestone for COVID vaccines this week. 20 million doses have been administered in Illinois since they became available in December of 2020. Governor Pritzker expected to offer a COVID update from the Thompson Center this afternoon. Children made up most of the 9 shooting victims in Chicago yesterday. One of them was killed. WBBM's Bernie Tafoya with more.
Chicago police say 15-year-old Caleb Westbrook was walking in the 800 block of North Greenview in the Noble Square neighborhood early yesterday afternoon when someone came up to him and shot him in the chest and arm. The Rauner College Prep freshman died. Later, on 122nd and Low in West Pullman, an 11-year-old girl and a 16-year-old boy were wounded in a drive-by shooting. In 2 other incidents, a 15-year-old boy was a passenger in a vehicle when someone shot him on 49th and Prairie in Brownsville. A 16-year-old boy and a 17-year-old girl were shot by someone in a black vehicle on 65th and Polina in West Englewood. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Municipalities and the state are collecting more money from car sales despite fewer cars being sold because of ongoing supply issues.
It's happening with new and used cars. Supply and demand, says Dave Sloan, president of the Chicago Automobile Trade Association. Supply is down and prices are up, and more taxes are being collected despite fewer sales. Naperville, for one, collected $10.3 million in auto sales taxes by October of last year. The last 3 months of the year are not in yet. The Naperville Sun reports that compares to $9.6 million for all of 2019, $8.9 million for all of 2020, when dealerships were shut down for some time. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Now, from the DuckDuckGo Sports Desk, here's Josh Liss.
Hi, Cisco. Hope everyone's morning's going smoothly enough. Number 22, Loyola's rolling. 29-point route winners at Evansville, 77-48. That's 10 straight. Ramblers wins, 14-2 on the year, 5-0 atop the Missouri Valley Conference. They're up 6 at halftime, nearly double up the Aces in the second half with a 47-24 second half. Yeah, the Ramblers scored 47 points in the second half, hold Evansville to 48 in the game as the Ramblers shoot 63%, get 15 from Lucas Williamson. Chase Audige with 23 points, Boo Booey 19, but Northwestern, despite getting within 4 points with 48 seconds left, can't get enough back on Wisconsin, losing at home to the 8th-ranked Badgers, 82-76. The Badgers even hit a 60-foot shot of the halftime buzzer. And NU's lost 5 of 6. The Badgers have won 7 in a row and are tied with Illinois atop the Big Ten basketball standings. One way that you see the Bulls who've lost 4 in a row. On the other side, the Cavaliers have won 5 straight, and that's the matchup tonight with the Bulls hosting Cleveland, about 1.5 to 2.5 point underdog. 7 o'clock start, 6:70 the score. Billy Donovan's guys are without Zach LaVine and Lonzo Ball. The Bears interviews continue for GM yesterday with New England Patriots director of scouting Elliot Wolf and, according to reports, Colts college scouting director Morocco Brown. And in the head coaching search, 6 of the 10 known candidates have interviewed already. Matt Eberflutes, Doug Peterson, Brian Flores, Jim Caldwell, Nathaniel Hackett, and Brian Daboll. Josh Liss, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A ceremony celebrating the best of Chicago's music scene set to return this year.
Dr. Ephraim Martin of Martin's International made the announcement in a Zoom conference.
I'm pleased to let you know that our 2022 and our 2023 events are back and strong.
While that includes the International Festival of Life and the Jerk Seafood and Vegan Fest in Chicago this summer, the most notable return is of the Chicago Music Awards, being held Saturday, April 2nd at the Congress Plaza Hotel and Conference Center, where local rapper Common will be honored with the Jean-Baptiste Pointe du Sable Humanitarian Award.
To be in any alignment with du Sable is an incredible honor, because Look what he did. He discovered a city that brought so many incredible people to this planet. Chicago is my home. It's my heart.
Andy Dane, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
You can now go to a federal government website and order free COVID tests. They will be sent right to your house. As WBBM's Mike Krauser reports, there are also some other options.
Go to covidtest.gov, give your name, address, and email, and you're done. Very simple and fast. Four kits will be in your mailbox in 7 to 12 days. Dr. Emily Landon of University of Chicago Medicine encourages people to do it. She spoke to CBS 2.
You really are going to need a lot of tests around, and I think that the government providing them is something that is it's taken way too long for them to do it, but now that it's here, we need to take advantage of it.
Landon noted there is also the insurance option.
You got to check and see what kind of insurance you have and which pharmacy your insurance is working with in order to be able to go in, present your insurance card, and just walk out with the test.
Insurance companies are now required to provide up to 8 test kits per person per month. You may have to pay up front and be reimbursed, or you may be able to just use your insurance card and pay nothing out of pocket. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Ingalls Hospital in South Suburban Harvey is getting some help from Washington. Governor Pritzker says the federal government has granted a state of Illinois request for medical staffing assistance at the University of Chicago Medicine Facility. A 26-person team, including doctors, pharmacists, nurses, paramedics, and other specialists, being made available to treat COVID patients and others. 7 community improvement projects are getting $1.5 million each. It's Mayor Lightfoot's competition designed to help put people in control of their neighborhoods.
The music at Rainbow Beach Park set a relaxing tone, but there was excitement as Mayor Lightfoot announced the winners in what was dubbed the Chicago Works Community Challenge.
The idea was to take a resource and give it to the community to come up with ideas about what your needs were and how we could, as a city, partner with you in fulfilling those missions.
500 proposals were submitted, and a review panel whittled them down to 21 finalists, and there were community surveys as well, and finally, the winners.
They include 2 schools, 1 library, and 4 parks, including the very park that we're in, Rainbow Beach.
That park will get updated racquetball courts, Claremont STEM Academy will get a playground, the Martin Luther King Library will get a better children's section, similar projects all around. Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Cook County's top judge is countering Mayor Lightfoot and others who believe putting some suspects on electronic monitoring only results in more crime.
Mayor Lightfoot had asked Chief Judge Tim Evans to put a moratorium on the use of electronic monitoring for people accused of certain violent crimes. But Judge Evans says in a response letter, the numbers don't indicate defendants on electronic monitoring are causing crimes while they're awaiting trial. During a 4-year period through this past fall, Judge Evans says that less than 5% of people released on electronic monitoring before trial were rearrested, and most of those arrests were for misdemeanors. The number of those released on electronic monitoring who were then rearrested on gun charges made up less than 1% of all gun arrests. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
The case of a newborn found dead at a near Northside fire station over the weekend remains open.
The fire department says the baby boy was found Saturday morning about 5 o'clock when crews went out to shovel snow. It's not known at this point whether the baby was alive when he was abandoned in a duffel bag. The medical examiner's report on the autopsy is inconclusive, pending further results. The fire department says that even though the baby was left at a so-called safe haven location, the law says a baby must be turned over to a human being, not left without making human contact. A spokesman for the fire department says there are cameras in the area, but not fire department security cameras. Police could not confirm whether detectives are looking at video from cameras. Steve Miller, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Odyssey app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.